Fine.
John.
Yes, sir.
How you getting along?
Fine. How are you?
Pretty good.
How's George?
He's going to have a long, hard, tough time, but they think they got the trouble. He's had a desk and given him a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Jim Kane them thought he ought to operate.
Well, that's good. Well, I've got three reports. Of course, we didn't have any details. It just said it looked like he'd come out of it in real good shape. And was going to do real well. But I had heard in details on
I would gather a few days will decide better, but I think that they think he'll be in a week to 10 days. And then he'll have Wesley said he didn't believe he'd be in good 6 months. Neva had trouble about 3 or 4 months. Jim Kane had trouble about 3 months. I don't believe George was as serious as theirs.
Uh-huh.
But they'd originally said 2 months, and he thinks he'd be out in a week or 10 days. I guess everybody gets a little enthusiastic. What is the situation with their statement on our trustee?
Well, nothing except I want to be sure they know what to do. And I gathered that Will, from conversations Larry had with him, Will was not very familiar with it. The minutes apparently haven't been drawn, and I just want to be damn sure that the statement's not going to help anything, Mr. President. It has no authority. It has nothing except get me in the middle of it, which is fine. But I have no authority to act, and I'm standing want to have a public meeting, and they go ahead and give the notice of the public meeting. They want to give 10 days. But I didn't know they had to give 10 days notice. And I just want to be sure that that the commissioners know what they're going to do and that they're all agreed on what they're going to do before I put out a statement, because it's going to make us all look ridiculous if we get in a bigger mess than we're in. And I gather that this isn't so. I don't know. Have AW talked to Will?
Yeah. I understood. First I heard of it was last night. I understood that AW had talked to both Will and Jimmy, and both of them had agreed that they were going to stay on the commission and they would do anything they could to help, but they felt like that the commission wouldn't be under attack if this move was made, and they were told, I think, that we had tried to evolve some way that in response to these queries and questions and attacks that we could partially meet them.
Yeah.
And that we'd gone over this statement. And I don't want to get you in the middle. If you feel like this is going to hurt you, I sure don't want you to do it. I thought that in the light of the questions they had raised with you, that about making it public and so on and so forth, that this would look like an honest and a constructive step to get it away from a commission.
Well,
last thing I want to do is hurt you any more than we are hurt already by it. And we understood that would be it. Then Larry apparently called AW. I did not know that. They had some conversations together.
Yes, yes.
And last night I called AW about 11 o'clock, just before I called you. And the reason I called was this is very confidential, but Bates called up and wanted to see me and said he was for the park, that he had no criticism of the park, that he had heard a lot of rumors and he didn't believe them, but he wanted to see them, and he was under the impression that he would get it, but that he was fearful now that the names would be released and would hurt good friends of his like Mr. Butt and Mr. Brown and some of the other foundations, and that he had felt that I had asked people to talk to him. I hadn't, and I don't know who had even talked to him, but that he understood the governor was going to release the names on yesterday or today, and that he just hoped that that would not be done because he now understood what it was, and that he had made these statements, but he thought he had a right to see them, and he thought that it had been indicated he would see them, but he hadn't, but that he wasn't against it, and he was for me, and he was for the park, and that he didn't want to get his, have his statement misinterpreted, and he hoped that they didn't see, make it necessary to publicize all the names. I would like to come see me. So I placed a call for you to see what your recommendation was. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to see him. On the other hand, I'm afraid not to if he asked for a chance to visit with me. And all I would tell him is I didn't know anything about the details. If he didn't like my name on it, I'd take it off. But here was the justification. I missed you, and I called A.W. to get his judgment on it. He said that he had talked to Larry, and Larry had raised the question with him whether or not they shouldn't meet and issue the order beforehand. And he said that he had no objection to it. He could call a meeting immediately, and they would, and they would, they could pass the resolution that the question would be, the press would say they did it without notice, and they did it quickly, and they did it secretly.
I don't think they can do that.
And that he felt that they all agreed to it, and if you just announced that the chairman had informed you, as he did in the first sentence of the announcement, that this happened, that then it would give us a little time to have John Benn and others work between now and the first of the year, and would be a little bit removed from the legislature and from his date of completing it. And I said, well, now, is Larry agreeable to that? Does that fit in with their legal interpretations and what they've said? And he said, I gather it did. He indicated that to me. And I said, well, what did he say? He's going to call you back? He said I think he said that, and I may not be sure about this, if this is not agreeable, I'll call you back. But that he felt that Larry agreed with the thought that it wouldn't be wise to have a secret meeting, or it wouldn't be intelligent to have a trumped up one, as long as they could be sure that Will Odom, the chairman, had officially notified the governor that this was the unanimous request of the commissioners, and as long as John Benn had notified the governor that he was agreeable to taking it over as a historical thing, that it would not be approval or disapproval of you, it'd just be announcement of fact. That was the way we tried to write it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are two things involved. One is I want to try to make a decision on the Bates thing before you do announce it. Somebody has rumored, you see,
yeah.
And he's got it mixed up.
Yeah.
And he thinks you're complying with his demand now.
Yeah.
And he thinks that it will cause, he said, Butts and Brown. He told Cy Mills, the lawyer that used to represent us down in the valley, this. And Cy Mills thinks we ought to see him.
I think it's all right to see him and just tell him you don't know anything about it. Tell him that you don't know anything about it. And do just what you said you'd do. Just say, my name being on it, it's embarrassing to you, Senator. Well, I'd be glad to take it off.
All right. Well,
he'll protest. And he just wants to make peace, I'm sure. And I've asked nobody to talk to him because I've been afraid to.
Mm-hmm. We haven't either, but he told Cy Mills, or somebody told Cy Mills, that I believed that he was my enemy, and that he wasn't my enemy, and that he just hadn't been called back and notified, and that he thought that the senator he was entitled to be, and that he got very mad and impetuously issued the statement. Now, I don't know. I don't believe that. I believe that some forces got him to issue it.
I think that's right.
I think the labor forces and the Republican forces, one or both.
I think that's right.
But I don't know that. And John Benn has done, a reasonably good job now getting various people in movement to endorse it, and kids raising money, and things of that nature. So I thought I would make a decision on calling him. And then I'd talk to you and see if how you intended to handle it. And,
well, I obviously have not given any thought. I don't have the names, never have had them. I'm going to get them, and I'm not going to release anything. That's just pure fiction to somebody.
That's right. That's right. I understand that. But.
And secondly, I have no hesitancy about issuing the statement, provided that everybody has taken a real good look at those that resolution. Now, as I understood it, the questions I raised with Larry, and all Larry was doing was parroting what I had raised with him. I told him to look at the Constitution, and he says there's nothing wrong with that at all. He said if there are going to be any questions from the standpoint of the press, this is what I raised with him. It's going to be the fact that even though John Benn is nominally the trustee, that the commissioners under the new setup, as I understand it, and as he got it from A.W., the commissioners would have the right to remove John Benn at any time. They could just pass another resolution. And I just think that everybody ought to understand what the ground rules are, because I didn't know, and I still don't know precisely what is intended. Now, and I don't really care one way or the other, except I just think everybody ought to know if the commissioners are going to continue to be the final authority, whether they can remove John Benn at any meeting, if he's going to be trustee in name only. I don't think you solve much of your problem.
No.
If that's the way it is.
Nobody had thought whether they would remove him or not. We're trying to pretty well climax it. I think John Benn would just have the hope that in the next month he could raise enough to finish the thing off in the way of school kids and little grants and folks at the end of the year, and then make a report of the in line with the statement made some time ago by Will Odom, and I think kind of reiterated by you, that we would make an accounting of the funds received,
right,
and the funds expended.
Right.
They don't want to have anything more to do with it or with him.
Right.
Their intention is to get completely out of it. At least that's mine, and I'm the one that did all of this trying to get them out of it. I have never talked to Jimmy or Will. I think the more I talk to them, the more dangerous it would be for me to get involved. I've talked to you and A.W. and John Benn.
Right.
But I did not talk to him until I got a hold of you, and I got him down here. And after I'd gone over the statement with you, I told A.W. this is the way I thought it ought to be done. And ask him to please call the other two. And they are very thrilled, I think, and he said that he had told them that what he would like to do was to say that you would ask him to serve on the board for another term, and he had told you he just felt like he couldn't, and that he would not be available for appointment, and that he would hope that they wouldn't be resigning, though, because he got off the board and was an appointment, so that it wouldn't look like that the whole board was quitting under fire.
Yeah.
And it, he thought that that might assuage some of them's feelings that didn't like me, maybe, and thought he was close to me if he got off, and he didn't want to be on anyway. I mean, he didn't, it's not something that he feels like he's had the honor and it ought to go to somebody else.
Yeah.
They said that would be fine, and that they would stay, and they would understand his not being available for reappointment. So what we want to do is just do two things. Try to wrap this up with as fast as John Benn can do it. He wants to get a few resolutions, and he's getting them from the Kingsland Chamber of Commerce, the West Texas Chamber of Commerce, and the various chambers of commerce and lines, clubs, and different ones in this area from a tourist standpoint.
Right.
He's getting businessmen to support it. Then he would like to ask a few of the foundations, and we want to get a little from the Rockefeller Foundation. He wants to give. He wants to give enough to put all the electric utilities underground. And we've had Conrad Worth down last week, the former head of the Park Service, who is now with the Rockefeller Group. And he thinks that they've got a very nice little plan. We've also talked to Udall about matching this bond. He's matched it out at Brady, 100 and some odd thousand. Well, we will have 200 and some odd, but we have to know that amount. We will take that 200 then, and we think we've got about enough to complete to this land here, and all we'll need. Then we take the other 200, and by renovating one of the houses now on it, have a kind of a headquarters house, build some trails through it, try to put some fences around it, try to collect some of the native things like they have in Arizona at one of the National Park Service is built out there that gets quite an attraction for people to come and look at the arrowheads and look at the native things from this area. It may be old rocking chairs and it's old German museum pieces and the things that they brought over with them and all that kind of stuff.
Well, there's no problem as far as I'm concerned at all. I do think
I would get if you think the problem of